Hello guys, welcome back to the Eat Like Ruby podcast. I am back today doing a solo ep, and it has been a minute since I've been podcasting. And obviously for you guys, it probably doesn't feel that way because I'm here every week just crapping on, but I actually haven't been in the studio for a few weeks. We did a little bit of bulk recording throughout the end of Feb, and we took most of March off just to do a million other things. But I won't crap on and bore you with my life story. I am back today solo epping, and I'm recording this on, what is today? Thursday the 4th of April, which is just a few days after Easter. And there was a few things that came up into my mind over Easter, and I thought, oh, I think there's a juicy podcast episode here. And really what I want to talk about today is balanced nutrition. And I think there's so much to say here, and there's probably part of you that's like, doesn't she talk about this crap every single week? But first of all, yes, she does. But there's a few things I really want to speak to here and hone in on this concept of balanced nutrition. And like I said, we've just come out of Easter, and there was a few things I just saw like on the internet from clients and people that are like participants in the nutrition and training space, but then a few things from coaches that I saw and just thought, personally, I don't love that. And I just thought this is going to be a really cool chat. And full, like I like to be fully honest with you guys, I don't have a lot of notes. I don't have a lot of structure today. I've got three key points that I really wanted to speak to, and these are just the things that popped up and I was like, oh, I'm going to put them in my notes. But I haven't really got a lot of plan and structure on those. It's going to be a very like chatty Rubes riff kind of episode, if you will. Maybe a bit of a Rubes rant. I'd see the difference between the riff and the rant. The riff is just like when I go for it. The rant is when I start getting agitated and attacking people and things. So I try and rein that in as much as possible, but she'll probably come out at some point. But like I said, I really want to talk about the concept of balanced nutrition because I think this is something that we hear so much and we hear it so loosely, like people kind of slap it on everything. People talk about it in a really like positive, loose sense. But I think there can be a lot of negativity around this concept of balanced nutrition, and I'm definitely going to get into that today. But the first point and the first thing that I had on my list and what I wanted to speak to, and this is more to clients and participants and people that are like working on their nutrition and training and maybe in programs or have coaches or whatever. I think the concept of balanced nutrition and the idea of having balance with our nutrition is something that people say they want to work towards. And we almost kind of hold it up on this pedestal, or it's this thing where it's like, I just love to get to a point of balance. And I think we see it as, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like this thing that's just like, surely I can just get to a point with balance. Wouldn't it just be nice? I'd eventually just love to be able to like eat and not think about it, and eat out and not think about it, and just be very chilled and very positive and just have this kind of like light, fluffy experience with my food. And it's all very relaxing and it's fun and it's balanced. And I think, like I said, I'm going to speak a little bit more to the coaching aspect of this later on, but I don't think, I think a lot of coaches don't help this because a lot of coaches use the concept of balance and the quote of like, just have balance as a really light, fluffy thing. And it's actually something that's quite hard and quite difficult for people to integrate and navigate and get into their nutrition protocols and their practices. And so I'm going to come back to the coaches later on. But the first thing that I want to speak to is if you are a person who either like consciously is aware and thinking, I'd love to get to a point where I have balance, or it is kind of that subconscious thing, but you are just like, you know, that's kind of the subconscious end goal. Like surely one day I'll just get there and everything will be really balanced and fun and easy. If you have this goal, this is something I see so often. And obviously I coach a lot of women on this, and at the moment we're running the fat loss phase. I think we're very close to the end of this round. The next round is about to start. In the first round of the fat loss phase we ran this year, in every round we talk about enjoying meals out. That's one of like the big lessons in one of the weeks. But we speak obviously a lot about navigating different aspects of nutrition. And in this particular round, we had Easter. And obviously when we think about all the things like eating out, having holidays, having Easter, school holidays, Christmas, any or all of these things without nutrition, this is where the idea of balance comes in, because people think, I'd love to just enjoy those times and enjoy those events and not have to think too much about it. One of the biggest things, like I keep saying, I'm going to get to the point. One of the biggest disconnects I see here is people claiming they want this thing, saying they want this thing, holding it in their mind of like, eventually I'll get there. And anytime an opportunity comes up to actually start implementing moderation and mindfulness and balance, you don't take advantage of the opportunity and you don't even see it as an opportunity. And what I mean here is if you saw something like Easter or a holiday or a long weekend and you think, I'm going balls to the wall, I'm eating all the fucking chocolate, I'm going on a holiday, I'm eating out for every meal, I'm having all the drinks, all the food, all of this, that's totally fine. Like I always say, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but we really need to connect the dots and think, okay, I tell myself, or I have this underlying thing where I say I'd eventually love to reach a point of balance. But again, like I said, when any opportunity presents itself for me to actually implement balance and moderation with my diet, I do not take it. And I see it as almost like a bad thing. And this comes into the concept. I'm not too sure if I've spoken about this much on the podcast, but I definitely speak about this in Eat Like Ruby programs like the fat loss phase. Seeing occasions like this as a quote test of willpower. If you go into any occasion or event or opportunity where there's a disruption to your routine and a disruption to your usual nutrition, and or the option to eat more, and there's a lot of like delicious food, tempting food, extra food, etc. If we think about holidays or Easter or anything like that, obviously our usual routine and our usual diet is a little bit disrupted. And then usually there's a fuck ton of extra food that wouldn't usually be around that we're then faced with. If you go into all of these things and see them as, like I said, that quote, test of willpower, or this is so hard, this is a challenge, this is difficult, etc. When are you ever bridging the gap of being a person who wants balance and actually starting to have balance? And really think about that. The opportunity presents itself for you to implement and practice balance, and you see it as a negative thing and a test of willpower and a challenge and poor me. And we even see in this situation, people will chuck really kind of like loose quotes or comments on it. But to me, I'm so mindful of the wording and the language and the mindset we use around things. This is a classic example of when people will use the whole send help. Oh my God, I'm stuck in this situation where there's so much food. Send help, LOL. It's not LOL. It's not laugh out loud. No one's laughing out loud because you're probably like really fucking struggling with this thing. And when it presents itself again, you're going to struggle again. And you're going to be like, haha, send help. Oh, LOL. We need to actually intercept that and go, if every time these occasions pop up, I see it as a challenge. I see it as hard. I see it as like, I'm not in control of this. This sucks. This is difficult. I can't stick to my diet. I just need to be good. All of the things I speak about this so much. We all know what it's like. I think people aren't connecting the dots of saying, I want to eventually have balance, but I'm never actually practicing the balance. And the biggest thing here, like the biggest thing I want people to take away in the lesson here is the awareness, because I think a lot of this happens really subconsciously. The depth of this and the impact that this is having, we don't really bring it to our awareness and we don't think about it a lot. It sits quite deep and we sort of subconsciously like, fuck, I'd love to get there one day. And then, like I said, when the moments come up, it is very like, LOL, send help. Like that kind of energy is very lighthearted. But the situation and what we're dealing with on a long-term basis actually isn't that lighthearted, because people would fucking love to have balance and they're not really getting there. So like I said, the biggest thing here is the awareness and just clocking and being like, shit, is this me? And really, I guess if we look at it like the next step and what's happening there is really thinking about what I said of, are you thinking about these occasions as that either test of willpower or a challenge, or like I said, it's, you know, poor me, I'm on a diet and all this food is here or whatever. Obviously, side note, we know I'm a huge fan of flexible dieting. I teach people that they can include all foods in moderation. Like, we know this. If you don't know this, you need to join Eat Like Ruby. But I think it's a common thing even for all the girls in Eat Like Ruby to think about, because while you know that thing, and you know that you can include all things and you can have flexibility in everything, when you're in a position where there is extra food or delicious food and a disruption to your diet, are you then seeing that as a negative thing instead of that opportunity to actually start to integrate a lot of the stuff that you are learning and that you claim you want to work on? And I think it's super important to become aware of that, to make the mindset shift and stop seeing these times and these experiences as a negative thing and as a challenge, and instead actually see them as the opportunity. And if you hear that and go, oh, shut the fuck up, Rubes, like it is hard and I just want to eat all the chocolate or whatever, that's fine. Good luck. Have fun. But if you actually want to transcend some of this stuff and work on a lot of these things, which I would assume people do if they're sitting here and they're listening, you need to actually tap in and go, fuck, okay, if I want to work on this, at what point do I actually start working on it? And that's where I think going into these events, if we use Easter as the example, because that's what's like triggered this whole conversation, is saying, okay, instead of seeing it as like, there's chocolate everywhere, this is a test of willpower, I have to try and be good, we could go into that and go, okay, here's an opportunity to practice the mindfulness, the moderation, and the balance that I'm learning if I'm in Eat Like Ruby and that I'm claiming that I want. And what I want to point out is, yes, it's hard. Yes, it can be hard. If you love chocolate, first of all, most of us love chocolate. I've literally got 3 Easter eggs on the table right here, right now. And I was just complaining to G that Macca's aren't doing the chocolate hot cross buns anymore. So I'm a big fan of these foods. And yes, it can be hard if you haven't learned how to include them in moderation. And if you think about every Easter for the like every other Easter in your life as being just like a chocolate fest and it's full on and all these things. Obviously, if you come into the first occasion or the first opportunity to do this differently, it is going to be a bit of a challenge. You're going to have to work on it. It's not just like flicking a switch and suddenly I can implement perfect balance and this thing's just now awesome. But we do have to be okay with saying, I do want to do this differently and it's going to be a bit of a process and I have to initiate the process at some point. So when I go into the first Easter or the first holiday or the first weekend or whatever it is where I view this as an opportunity and I start to practice and implement some of the things that I'm working. Yes, there may be challenges. Yes, I might not do it perfectly. I might get to the other side of it and think, fuck, that didn't go as perfectly as I planned or I would do this differently next time, etc. But that is the point. That is literally the point. And if we think about our options here, let's use Easter again as the example. If you went into Easter and were just like, this is a challenge. This is a test of willpower. I'm trying to be good. There's fucking chocolate everywhere. I love chocolate. I don't know what to do here. I can't control myself, whatever. And you view it like that. And then you've got no plan and everything kind of goes crazy and you come out the other side feeling quite shitty and quite regretful. That's option one. And if we think about that, we haven't practiced anything. We haven't learned anything. We haven't tried anything different. So the next time's going to be the same and the next time's going to be the same and the next time's going to be the same. Like I keep saying, at what point does it change if we don't consciously intercept and say, I'm going to change it this time? And if we think then about option two, you might go into Easter and go, okay, I'm learning a lot of flexibility. I'm learning a lot of moderation. I'm learning these things. This is definitely going to be different than any time I've approached Easter before. Yes, I'd love to eat 20 Easter eggs and I'm going to stop at 5 or whatever it is. So that's going to be challenging because who the fuck doesn't want to eat 20 Easter eggs? We can acknowledge that, but we can also say, if I don't want to go into every Easter, every meal out, every holiday, etc. for the rest of my life with no control and having it be a really negative, regretful experience where I eat 20 Easter eggs, at what point do I try and do it differently? And really, like I said, you've got the two options. Don't implement anything. Navigate it the way you always have and accept that that's the way you're going to do it forever, or go into it and try. And one thing I said to one of the girls in the fat loss phase, I'm going to shout her out, Tony, because she has just been so awesome in this round and she's coming into the next round. And I could not speak more highly of the effort she's put in. And P.S. there's so many girls like this, but she's just a really perfect example because she went into the Easter weekend and she was camping and she was having a diet break and all these things. And we spoke about it a lot in the lead up to it. And she had a few questions and I answered a lot of that. And when she was going into it, she was like, you know, I feel like I've got a plan. This is cool, but I am a little bit nervous or whatever. And I said to her, the plan is awesome. Your attitude is awesome. And just remember that this is the first time you've ever navigated something like this with this plan and like with this different structure that you're going into it with. Let it be okay if it doesn't go perfectly and you come out the other side and you go, okay, this worked and this didn't. If we come out the other side of something like this and we go, I'm so off topic by the way now guys, but I'm basically just coaching everyone. But if you come out the other side of something like this and you go, oh shit, okay, that didn't work, that didn't go to plan, that's still a massive lesson. You've got so much to go off there. You'll go into the next event and go, okay, again, what did work? What can I implement again? What can I build off of? What went wrong last time that I need to look at and set a bit of a plan to do something differently? That is literally the point of Eat Like Ruby, nutrition education, the fat loss phase, every single thing that I stand for and every single thing that I teach. I want to educate. I want to provide all the information and the facts for people to then go off, give it a go, learn what's working, learn what isn't, and keep working through and processing and transcending these things. So I'm so off topic, but I feel like that was just worth being said. And really, to sum up that key number one point is, if we want balanced nutrition, at what point are we actually making a conscious decision to start practicing and implementing balanced nutrition, even though it might be hard? Let it be okay that it's hard and we still do it. And that's a whole nother topic, and I've spoken about mindset things on the podcast before and everything, but we can't look at something and go, oh, that's hard, I'm not doing it. If we do that with everything in life, like, we're just going to sit on the fucking couch and not get anywhere. So you've got to just be able to say, yeah, cool, this is going to be different, it's going to be challenging, but I'm actually up for it and I want to transcend this thing and I want to work on this thing. I'm going to move on. So the second thing I had on my list about balance is, I feel like I might have dabbled in this before on the podcast. I speak about this a little bit on Instagram as well, but it's using the word balance as like a cover and acting like it's a positive thing to justify things that you're actually unhappy with. And what I mean by that is, let's say you've got a certain nutrition approach in place, whether you're in Eat Like Ruby, whether you're flexible dieting, whether you do something completely different. If you've got a plan and something in place for the week, let's say, for example, you've got a plan for the weekend. The weekend comes around, you stray from that plan and you do something that you didn't want to do, you don't feel too great about, and you're just not loving. And you then go, oh, but it's balance, it's fine, because we need to have balance in life. I see this so often with the clean eating crowd, and no shame to them. If you're a like quote clean eater and that works for you, that's awesome, have fun. One thing I've seen, especially over the years, like, I don't know how big clean eating is anymore, just because I don't really look into it, but that was a huge thing for years. And it was such a common thing where people would implement like that quote clean diet all week, do the classic like cheat meal style thing on the weekend. And just side note, like, cheat meals are surely so old, that's absolutely not something we ever even really talk about in Eat Like Ruby. When we used to see people stick to like a strict diet during the week, factor in that cheat meal on the weekend, often people would take that cheat meal and spiral very far and like eat a lot of things, do a lot of things that they didn't want to do, they feel quite shitty about. And this is where they'd then go, oh, but it's balance. Honestly, like, the biggest thing I would see here is people trying to convince themselves. Maybe you are trying to convince people around you, a coach or whatever, also just trying to convince yourself. Like, if you've tried to stick to something, you haven't been able to, you've like, for lack of a better word, blown out and done something you regret, but then trying to justify it by being like, oh, it's just balance and everyone should have balance and surely I should be able to just eat out and all those things. We know I'm all for eating out. Like I said, there's literally a lesson in the fat loss phase called enjoying meals out, but that's why it's literally called enjoying meals out. I want people to enjoy meals out. And often when we think about that narrative of someone trying to stick to a diet, essentially giving in on it and then going out and eating something where there's a lot of guilt and regret, usually that's not enjoyable. And that's why that call is very intentionally called enjoying meals out and Eat Like Ruby, because I want people to transcend that mentality and that habit of blowing out or falling off track or whatever we call it, and then trying to justify it to ourselves when really there's a lot of underlying guilt and regret and like, fuck, I need to get back on track kind of energy. You'll know, and this is what's important, is to tap in and ask yourself, am I slapping the word balance on things to try and make it seem like a positive thing, to try and justify it, to try and make it seem like a normal thing even? Just like, oh, well, surely I can eat out once a week, like that's balance, whatever. But really the underlying thing is, I'm not feeling good about it. I've got a bit of regret. I've got a bit of guilt. And I just don't actually enjoy that moment and that like occasion and that meal. But then I don't enjoy my diet as a whole because it is quite restrictive blowout, and then we're slapping the word balance on that to try and justify it and make it feel like it's a normal, okay thing. And like always, guys, if like there's no right or wrong, if you're someone that has actually found balance with their nutrition, that's awesome. I don't want to just act like the word balance is bad or having balance is bad or whatever, but I think it's important to really tap in and say, do I truly have balance in a positive way, or do I not really? And I kind of try and pretend I do, or try and convince myself that I do. Any or all of these things I've just spoken about, only you're going to know. If you're hearing all this going, no, that's not me, I'm actually in a great place with my nutrition, that's awesome, amen, I'm all for it. But I think if we're not, it can be common to kind of shove it below the surface and just chuck a few kind of, like I said, LOL, balance, whatever, onto it on the surface and not really accept like, fuck, this isn't actually LOL. This isn't actually haha. This is not balance. This is actually quite a negative thing for me. And so the final thing I want to speak about here, like point number three that I've got here, this is where I might go from riffing to ranting because I feel like I'm going to kick off a little bit about this one. This was a huge thing that I saw over Easter. And honestly, it just kind of pisses me off. Like it actually does. What I'm talking about here, this is more to the coaches or like the, I don't want to use the word leaders because to me, people that are doing this are not leaders, but anyone with a bit of influence in the nutrition training industry, whether you're actually like a nutritionist and a trainer and you help people with these things, or you're more of like a Fitspo influencer, whatever, if you're someone who talks about nutrition and training on your page, and especially if you're someone that gets a lot of engagement and traction and people are listening to what you say, I think it's super important to tap into this. And then on the flip side, there's probably a lot of people listening that are not coaches and they're not in this position, you're on the other side and you're the consumer or you're the client or whatever, it's still important to listen to this and think, fuck, am I actually taking in a lot of shit from these people? Probably isn't serving me. And what I'm talking about is a coach or an influencer or anyone in that position that I just said, posting something super fucking vague and simple that's like, just enjoy the chocolate, honey. Just enjoy it. YOLO, it's Easter. No one should track Easter. You can have one day of chocolate. You don't have to track Easter eggs. Any or all of these things that are very lighthearted, I feel like one of the most surface level lighthearted things we saw at Easter, but we see it all the time as well, is just a straight up quote of like, enjoy the chocolate, honey. Just eat the eggs, babe. If you're someone like, this is where I'm going to go off. I am going to go off because if you're someone who's in really fucking good shape, in a pretty good position mentally and emotionally with your nutrition, if you've always been in good shape, if you've worked through a lot of this shit years ago, or you never really had to, like you've always been into fitness, you've always been in shape, whatever. If you're in a good place with these things, simply posting just eat the chocolate, honey, to a person that is really fucking struggling with knowing how to manage their nutrition is so insanely unhelpful. It is so insanely unhelpful. And one of the things I want to point out here, I'm going to go in so many directions with this, so just stay with me. But one of the things I want to point out here is so many of these coaches that do this over Easter, and side note, all my side note, we see people do it even like on weekends, just a picture of someone like out eating a burger, out eating a pizza, literally with a caption that's like, you can have balance. Motherfucker, teach people how. You cannot just say you can have balance if you're not actually teaching people how to do so. Because if we think about everything I just said, people have been struggling with that concept of balance for years, if not their whole life. Going onto Instagram, seeing someone with fake boobs and fake lips and a fake tan and a fucking six pack saying you can have balance is not fucking helpful. It's making people who probably already feel like shit feel even worse. So I can't even remember where I was going with that, but it's so important to think, if you're a coach or you're someone of influence who's doing this, ask yourself, actually really ask yourself, am I doing this to help people or is this just a fucking good photo of me? And do I post this for the likes and for the engagement and probably hoping that people will see you and be like, well, she's in great shape and she's got a burger in front of her. I can be in that shape and eat that burger too, but you're not actually fucking helping people on how to do that. If we think about me, I've gone so far here, guys. I can't even remember where I'm going, but if we think about me, I'll always post pictures of Nutella and dessert and all these things. And then I'll post a very informative caption on how to do it. And then I'll come here and record a weekly podcast and teach people how to do it. And then when people join Eat Like Ruby, I teach them how to do it even more and even better. You cannot just slap one-liner captions or quotes on photos and have really good photos and whatever and just say simple things like, eat some chocolate, enjoy a burger, have balance, if you're not actually fucking teaching people how. And it's super important if you're the client or the customer or the consumer on the other end to think, am I just following a bunch of these pages that are doing this to me? Not actually really teaching me anything, not showing me anything. There's no value here. There's no education. It's not really making me feel good. Maybe it doesn't make you feel bad, but I know for a lot of people it would, because you see that and you think, this person's making it look and sound so simple and so lighthearted and so fluffy, but I fucking struggle with this all day, every day. We need to bring awareness to the fact that the concept of balance and eating out and all these things is such a big struggle for people. People need more help than just saying like, enjoy the burger, enjoy the chocolate. And this is what I was saying before. Like I said, I'm going to go into a million directions, but so many of these coaches or these people, probably more so coaches do this one, will post something like that on a weekend or on Easter. It's very like, just enjoy it, YOLO kind of energy. But then they'll do a reel 2 weeks later that's like, if you're not getting anywhere with your fat loss progress, don't complain unless you're fucking tracking everything. It's like, well, bitch, you told me not to track all the chocolate on Easter and you told me to just go for it and eat the eggs, honey. Like there's a massive disconnect here. And again, I think people are like coaches or influencers, whatever you want to call yourself, is like making content to hit people in the feels or be like, that's a good piece of content. But if you look at your overall message, over here you're telling people not to track and YOLO, it's okay to have one day. 2 weeks later, you're like, if you don't have the result you want, it's because you're not fucking tracking enough. There's a massive disconnect there. And people, like I said, that might be feeling like shit about themselves physically or just feeling lost and negative and confused in this space are consuming your shit and being like, what is right here? Do I track? Do I not? Am I too strict? You know, we see coaches that are like, if you track everything, you're too strict. And then on the flip side, it's like, if you're not tracking, you don't fucking care about your results. Again, it's such a mixed message. So it's so important to, if you're someone of influence and people are listening to what you say, it's so important to think like I said before, are you actually helping people? Are you actually helping people, or are you just posting shit that, like I said, looks good, it's a good photo of you, it's going to get people's attention because you're fucking smoking hot and there's a big pizza in front of you? Like, that's not helpful to people. And again, if you're a client, if you're a consumer on the other end, just do a little bit of an audit of the shit you're taking in and think, am I like exposed to this shit nonstop that's not helping me at all? And like, I was going to say, I don't want to offend people, but I actually don't care on that one, because I think if you are a coach or you have a big following and you are actively using social media or the internet or whatever to get people's attention, you actually have to tap in and say, am I doing good? Am I doing more harm than good? And just become really aware of this stuff, because there are real life human beings on the other end of everything that we post and everything we talk about and everything we do. And I'm just so insanely aware and mindful of the fact that these things that we use to get people's attention and talk about in a really like positive, fun way can actually be a really big struggle for so many people. And it's just so important to me to always keep that in my mind and think like, how can we actually help people? How can we make this make a bit more sense? And I think I posted this on Easter. I can't remember exactly what I wrote, but basically just what I ranted about for 10 minutes there. And so many of my girls replied and they were just like, fuck, yes, like this could not be more true. Just about coaches that were really posting those super vague one-liners about like, enjoy the chocolate. If we think about everything I've just spoken about for the last half hour and everything I've spoken about for the last 10 years, there were so many people going into Easter thinking like, shit, I'm a bit nervous. How do I navigate this? There could be people that were incredibly lost. And then even like I said, there were so many girls in Eat Like Ruby that were trialing new things that we were teaching them, but there's still definitely an energy there of like, I've never done this before. I'm quite nervous. If you have a person who is struggling, lost, nervous, any of these things, again, seeing a simple fucking quote of just enjoy the eggs, babe, is not helpful for that person. And it's the same for every occasion. If you do this on weekends and holidays and Christmas and whatever, I've been in this nutrition and training space for so long. I've watched people just go through so many cycles where anytime these sort of things come up, there's just a big struggle. There's big confusion. They're like, how do I do this? And even if we think, I'm going to shut up in a second, I promise. But even if we think about someone that has come in, like say you've come into Eat Like Ruby or any coaching program this year, like this is your first time you're really learning about nutrition and flexible dieting and all of those things. That's fucking awesome. I could not be more stoked for you, whether you're in Eat Like Ruby or anywhere. If a person is going through that
what usually happens is we start to, like, we have a bit of trial and error at the start. We start to learn then about, like, what works for us, what doesn't, what is flexible dieting, what's protein, what's food tracking, all of these things. And we start to actually make a bit of progress. Physically, we start to see progress towards our body composition goal. Mentally and emotionally, we start to build confidence and think, fuck, I'm actually getting somewhere here. I'm learning something. This is cool. This is awesome. I'm really progressing towards this thing. While this is awesome, so many people went through that through like Jan, Feb, March. And then we start to think, oh my God, Easter's coming. Everything that I've been learning, there's now this like event, this long weekend, whatever it looks like for people, if there's holidays, there's family occasions, there's chocolate, there's any or all of these things, there's a big thing that starts to come in for people where they're like, okay, all this shit that I'm learning, how do I implement this at Easter? How do I implement this when I'm on holiday, when there's chocolate everywhere or whatever? So again, this is something that I love to be so aware of and think, even people that are progressing and transcending things and learning things, this is a new hurdle. This is a new thing to navigate, to integrate everything they're learning. And like I said before, there's going to be trial and error and practice and all of these things. And again, I literally see it as my duty. If I've decided to have a presence in this space, whether it's with like paid people, obviously I have a very big duty to people who have paid to be in Eat Like Ruby, but I even just look and say, I want to run an Instagram page. I want to have a podcast. I want people to listen. I want people to watch. I want people to be engaged. With that comes a responsibility to help people, not just fucking slap up something that's very vague, very confusing, maybe going to make people feel like shit, all the things I've just spoken about. You actually have to tap in and go, if I want all of the things that come with this space, all the positive things, I also owe it to the people that I'm taking with me, like my followers, my audience and everything, to provide them with some actual value, some support, some education, some help. And obviously there's a line, because I'm super off topic, but there's a line when you think like, okay, I've got people that have actually paid to be in a program. I've obviously got to give them more than I give over here on the internet for free. But again, if you've made that decision to have a presence and have a following and all these things, you actually have to take that seriously and say, fuck, a lot of people are listening to me. What am I telling them? That is really what it comes down to. Anyone with an audience, an engagement, a following, any of these things, you have to say, there are real life human beings that are engaging in my shit and listening to what I'm saying. Am I actually mindful to help these people? Or am I just thinking about what can I post to get engagement, to get likes, that looks good, etc. All these things. We could do a whole nother fucking podcast about this and the coaching space and social media and all of the things. I'm not going to go any further on my tangent, but I just think coaches, people of influence, whatever, if you heard that, really tap in and think, shit, am I doing some of these things? And on the flip side, like I said, consumers, clients, customers, all of that, if you fall into that category, really think, fuck, am I taking in a bunch of shit that isn't bringing me much value, is possibly doing more harm than good, etc. I feel like that's all I've got to say about balance. I feel like she had enough to say. And like I said, this is just kind of one of those ranty episodes where all of these things just in my mind, as you can imagine, over Easter, I'm just like training, walking, doing all these things, getting all sort of fucking fired up by myself, thinking I can't wait to bring this to the podcast. So like always, I just want to bring awareness. I want people to listen to that episode and think, oh, yep, do some of those things apply to me? If we think back to the first one, do I really want to implement balance, but I'm actually never truly taking the opportunity to do so? The second one was like, do I slap that word balance on things to try and make them seem a bit more positive than they are? Do I need to look at that and think, fuck, is there actually something a little bit negative happening here? And the third one, are we taking in a lot of content and a lot of shit that's telling us to have balance but not really teaching us how, and potentially making a difficult like obstacle, hurdle, even more difficult, even more challenging, even more negative? I hope some of that landed. Like always, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, please like it, rate it. If you didn't enjoy it, sorry. Chuck it on your Instagram stories. Tag Eat Like Ruby, tag the Eat Like Ruby podcast. I just always wanted to see what landed, what didn't, etc. I am going to be back next week with my right-hand gal, Georgia Mott. If anyone remembers, G was on the podcast towards the end of last year. She is my sidekick in Eat Like Ruby. She's coming on. G, what's the topic? What's the theme? Okay, so G's kind of running the episode. We're about to record it, but you guys will get it next week. And it's, I think it's like get to know Ruby, less work chat, but there's still going to be some nutrition and training chat. It's not going to be like, okay, it's actually so random for me to not be controlling the podcast. I don't know if I like it or not, but we're going to be back next week with G. Apparently it's get to know Ruby, unless I just ambush the episode and start ranting about balance again. But apart from that, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week.